gonna have myself a real good time. I feel alive.
Folks, welcome to this and the Random Crap Podcast versus Fanfixing. I'm your host, Lee Sands, aka Wild Wild Ranger, and tonight I'm joined by...
I am the Melon Lord, and you shall all fall before my melony goodness.
Could have been worse. You could have called yourself the Lemon Lord, and then we'd all be alright. Wait, does that mean you're going to force us to read fanfic porn?
You'll have to use melon juice as a lubricant.
Oh, no, what's Optimus and Megatron doing? They're interfacing. Slot pipe A into slot B.
Oh, yeah.
You're a dirty circuit breaker.
Tell me you want it. Tell me you want it, Prime.
Ejaculate!
Hey, already off topic. So, folks, the other night we started reading more Code of the Dead, and then, fortunately it got late, so I thought, hey, let's get back with this one then. It's a fairly okay one to read, a bit.
Yeah, are we going to pick up with the author's note?
Do we really want to?
I don't.
Well, neither do I.
Well, we'll just go ahead and tackle them what it's about. Yeah, they're still croning about the next Code Lyoko series.
Yes, apparently one of the most grossest examples of sexual tension is finally resolved.
I think sexual tension is... That's a...
Inappropriate.
And it has quotation marks around it, as if I think this person might be quoting what the creators have said.
Yeah.
Sexual tension, it's a kids' show!
For all we know, they could be just saying, yeah, Jim and Yorana are finally dating. Jim's finally getting some. Good for Jim. God, I remember Matty cringing when we read that chapter of your fanfic, and I started making jokes about how Jim's clearly having sex with a science teacher.
This hurts.
Yeah, Matty was all like, weren't he like 80 and something? I'm like, yes, I know. Where's my darling Jim?
Anyway. That's what I want to see addressed.
Hey, Jim.
I don't give a shit about Ulrich and Yumi.
You want to see if Jim hooks up with someone?
Yeah, I like Jim. He gets shit on all the time.
You know what
from
would make...
giant teddy bear attacks to the alien slime monsters.
Getting shot in the face.
Help Jim get laid. Come on.
You know,
follow the bro code.
You know what would make an awesome episode? If some little kid turns up at the school and enrolls and goes up to Jim, Daddy, I finally found you!
Damn it!
And he explains, like, yeah, Mommy said you and her had something called a stand. And apparently I popped out 9 months later.
Out of the Cabbage Patch. That's what Mom said.
In between...
That's where babies come from, right? You're 16 years old.
Mom doesn't talk to me much. She's always drinking.
Mama said that caddick is for the devil.
You could do that. He was in America at the time, if I remember correctly.
Jim's been everywhere.
Yeah. Oh my god!
Not talk about it.
Oh my god! That kid leaves, and then another kid shows up saying he's his son as well.
The entire freshman class is Jim's offspring.
Someone will be traveling. Principal Delmos is all like, "Geez, Jim, I know you said you bagged at least one woman in every country, but god damn it!" Anywho, sorry, folks. Chapter.
Seven.
The Isayama residence. The Isayama residence. This fanfic has 34 reviews and 7 favs. And 16 following.
What the fuck is a fav?
Favorites, maybe?
I don't speak stupid.
You don't speak weebaboo?
What the fuck is a weebaboo?
It's one of these, like, hardcore anime fans that... You see, it's like... You know how white people try to act black and they're called wiggers or something? Well, imagine a white guy trying to speak Japanese by going, you know, oh, Emma-chan, let's not hang out and watch our favourite show. It's so kawaii.
Yeah, I have a friend that does that, and now I have a name too. I have a name for it now.
And they try to, like, sing Japanese, or they try speaking entire sentences in Japanese. And it's like, if a Japanese person's listening, it's like us trying to listen to someone saying it in broken English.
Yeah. What'd they say?
Yeah, three words. You know, it's like, if you ever go to, a convention as anime fans and you hear them going like, oh man, Fin Animation are going to release the new Full Metal Alchemist, Edward so kawaii! I wish I was his Nichan! That sort of bullshit.
Who are you and why are you talking to me?
Are you a boy or a girl? I'm a girl. I'm legal. Carry on talking. I'm just going to look down here.
Rethink my life.
Anywho, sorry. The Isayama residence. Yorick, after prolonged begging from Marlita, decided that the gang should help the blonde girl that was seen from the security footage. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if we should help her. We should help her.
Or if we should help her, no. Or if we should help her, no. Or if we should help her, no. Fine, it will shut you up for 5 fucking minutes. Yay!
Sorry.
You never know. She could be useful. Besides, we could use a hand with a little... ...pointing behind him in Odd's direction. He was lying on a bed where factory workers would have slept. Oh, yeah, he got bitten.
Did we not mention that?
Yeah, Odd, he got bitten.
Yeah, you know, Odd got bitten, yet when Mimi got bitten, she was still conscious, and yet we still bash her brains in. Just saying.
Well, they kind of like Odd. I like... He's a meat shield.
Hang on. I don't see why we shouldn't help her. We have to push through the street to get to the pharmacy. Anyway, besides, I've got some anger I need to take out. Yui sewed her signature grin.
Yumi never grins! We have no time to lose, either. Odd's condition is getting worse, and at this rate, we'll never get the medicine in time, Aelita said. She seemed to be the only one who was genuinely worried about Odd.
That sounds like something we would actually say. Here we go. If we're going to go up against that many infected, we're going to need something that packs a little more punch than a pipe. I think it's time we went to Yumi's house, Yorick said. The gang nodded their heads in agreement and followed Yorick out into the street. Aelita turned to Odd for a second before following suit.
We get it.
Fluff. I guess Yumi's house has got a shitload of samurai swords, because, you know, she's Japanese. They're just going to assume...
World War II firearms and stuff from her family.
That's probably what they're going to say. Anywho, oh, scene change.
Brains! The 5 friends walked in silence. Remembering what Odd had told them about noise attracting the infected, they tried to stay as quiet as possible.
Wait. 5? Shouldn't there be 4? Jeremy?
Unless they already saved the girl and they just totally ignored that scene.
Did you see?
So yeah, there's a bomb there now.
Hi, Blondie.
How convenient! The 5 friends walked in silence. Remembering what Odd had told them about noise attracting the infected, they tried to stay as quiet as possible. Yumi's house is only a few blocks away from the factory, making it easier for them to stay out of sight.
As they snuck round the corner that led to Yumi's house, Yorick whispered, "Yumi, I need to talk to you."
Behind this bush.
Ba-chicka-bow-wow.
He led her far away, far enough away that the group wouldn't hear them. "Okay, okay, Ulrich, what did you need to talk to me about, huh?"
As he lit a cigarette.
"I need to smoke! I need to breathe!"
"Yumi, just promise me that no matter what we see in that house, you won't freak out, okay?" Yorick had become aware that the group hadn't seen a single trace of the Isayama family. Gee, I guess they have probably not barricaded themselves somewhere to save them.
Right. Yumi looked deeply into his eyes, full of passion and lust and mystery. "Ulrich, you know I can handle it. If I couldn't, I wouldn't have come. You're the one who's a little bitch of our group. I'm the one who has the biggest dick here."
He looks all like, "I've not got a small penis. That's not what I've been thinking." "You're
on yell from the factory. It smells."
Oh man, I've got the mental image. They just look in the direction and like, "Geez, he's slightly settled on him." Alita stuck her head from around the corner. "Are you two lovebirds done yet? If you haven't noticed,
oh my god!
If you haven't noticed, we have a house to ransack."
"Alita, you have been listening to odd, stupid jokes way too much," Ulrich mumbled.
"Jeez Louise, Alita, you making up for the comic relief now?"
"It looks like it. That just seems so out of character for her."
"Yeah, and if you two don't hurry up, none of us are going to hear any more of them." May that sound like a bad thing?
Ulrich nodded and motioned for Yumi to follow him around the corner to the Isayama home. Yumi looked up at the house for a brief moment before following the rest of the group through the gate and into her old home.
"The weapons should be in the closet in my parents' bedroom," Yumi whispered. "Oh, sweet scent of tobacco." The gang followed her through the kitchen and around the corner to a long hallway. They passed the living room where they realized that the television had been left on.
"Here we are." Ulrich slowly turned the doorknob before slightly poking his head through the crack.
Yorick gagged.
Oh, God. Oh my god, is it full of blood and carnage, gore and rotting flesh in there? No, Odd left one of his socks in the living room after the last time we hung out.
And Jersey Shore's on the TV. They all vomit. It's so sneaky with a baby. Jeremy got the picture and grabbed Yumi's arm, leading her back to the kitchen. "Let go of me, Jeremy."
"It's for your own good."
Oh my god, that mental image is he's just like got her in the headlock or something and putting her in the kitchen.
I'd like to see Jeremy try to make Yumi go anywhere.
Yorick put a reassuring hand
over my dead fucking body, Einstein.
Just like he kicks her in the stomach and he goes flying like 5 feet from the
He goes flying through the air like a fucking feather.
Yorick put a reassuring hand on Alita's shoulder. You don't have to come in here if you don't want to.
I'll come in here if you don't, whether or not you want me to or not.
Wow, you really are a whore now.
No, it's fine. I've watched enough horror films with Odd that I can handle anything, the Pinkette said with a smile.
Yorick opened the door completely and stepped in, horrified at the scene before him. Mr. and Mrs. Isayama were both sprawled out on the bed. I thought they were in the front room.
I guess not.
With the seats around them stained in crimson, there were bloody handprints that marked the walls.
Mr. Isayama's on the rags.
There were bloody handprints that marked the walls, each telling their own story of the terrifying events that occurred. Yorick remained calm and strong, but Alita had not been prepared for such a tragedy.
I've seen enough horror movies. I'm prepared for anything. Serpentor.
See, so that corpse. Oh my god!
Jeremy's looking at Yumi. You don't need to see any of this. Here I lead upstairs, scream. Oh my god! They've been torn to shreds. Their blood is everywhere. Their entrails are hanging from hooks on the ceiling. They're covered in zombie cum and they shit themselves. And Jersey Shore is on TV.
Did someone skull fuck the sea? Is he have a skull? Oh my god, someone did skull fuck it. They need to say this.
Help her eyes! We are terrible people.
Yeah. But not as terrible as certain people that make a certain MMPR fan film.
Fuck those guys.
Fuck them. Anywho.
Ulrich grasped Aelita's shoulders and shook her. Aelita, keep your head in the game.
Oh.
I know this is terrible, but we don't have time to worry about people that are already dead. It's too late to save them now.
That's not what I'm worried about, Aelita paused to regain the composer. It's just that Hiroki probably did this. She then pointed at the window that had been left slightly ajar.
Yeah, you're right. At least he's in the city somewhere, not here. He's someone else's problem. Walked over to the closet, realizing that it was locked.
Ah, the one time I need odds lockpicking skill. It's probably an achievement they unlocked.
They have a fucking skill tree or something.
Yeah. For Yumi, it's probably like 5 different words for hand job. Yumi used hand job on the drone. It's super effective. Yurik frustratedly mumbled, I don't have time for this. Yurik stepped back. He got into a martial arts form before launching his leg towards the door. With a loud crash, the door sprung from the hinges, alerting the horde.
Wow, I didn't know you had it in you, Ulrich.
Yeah, let's get these weapons and get out of here. Scene change! Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do!
Jeremy had Yumi pinned down to the floor. Not so small anymore, huh, Yumi? This is going somewhere dark.
Yeah. Get your fucking hands off me, Yumi screamed at him, trying with all she had in her to get free.
Who would have ever thought Yumi would be emasculated by Jeremy?
Well, we got this.
That's like her getting her ass kicked by Herb.
I guess it's a matter of Lita walking in and going, okay, we got the... What the hell's going on here?
Not so small anymore, huh, Yumi?
This isn't what it looks like, honey. He gets up and, like, zips his pants up. She was asking for it.
Ulrich and Aelita walked into the kitchen with the weapons. What weapons are they? They could be carrying anything. Aelita has a freaking RPG. Ulrich has an M60 with a chainsaw bayonet.
They could have, like, I don't know.
Here, Yumi, here's your great-grandfather's BFG 9000 that he used in World War II. I know he would want you to have it.
They could have lightsabers for we know.
Yumi's is a light katana. Being a witness to the scene, Ulrich decided that it was best if Jeremy didn't let her see what was in the room. Jeremy saw Ulrich and Aelita come back into the room and proceed to remove his hands from Yumi's shoulders.
Sorry about the use of force, Ulrich. Hope I didn't hurt her, Jeremy said.
I remember now. They were talking about how Jeremy looks hot. He's not a scrawny kid anymore. That's why he's capable of even putting a finger on Yumi without her breaking it off.
Yeah, apparently his balls drop overnight and he just walks into like the cafeteria like a...
Oh well, in our head he still sounds like a bitch.
Yeah. His voice sounded sincere, but there was a hint of gloating as well. Oh, I do that, huh?
Don't worry. I won't hurt you. The big American man. Orc smirked. Don't worry, buddy. I don't think I could even hurt Yumi.
You two are horrible people. Yumi realized the two were distracted and took the shot, launched himself to her feet. In thoughts of Yuri, Yurik had been observing her from the corner of his eye. Just as he was about to slip between the two, he stuck his arm out and grabbed her by the waist.
Trust me, Yumi, it's for your own good, Ulrich said. This time, Yumi didn't fight back. She simply stood there. So apparently they pumped all the testosterone out of Yumi and put it into Jeremy. Because there is no fight in Yumi at all.
Yeah. Jeremy slipped away as not to be an intruder in their moment. I'm going to go and talk to her later for a little while. You know, because it's a zombie apocalypse. We've got plenty of time to stand around and talk.
Yeah, we got to catch up.
Hey, honey, what was it like seeing all those dead corpses?
It reminds me of that weekend I spent over at Yumi's and our period synced up. Org pulled Yumi into a tight hug, shushing her tears. Come on, Yumi. Please be strong. I know that's a lot to ask for, but, I mean, it's just better that you don't see what's in that room. Next time on the Jersey Shore, I'm the situation!
She just starts crying. After a few minutes, Yumi regained her calmness. You're probably right. Art is more important than people that are already dead.
Those are your family members.
Yurik smiled at her response. He always liked how she could hold her head straight no matter what, even when it was her dead family.
It was eaten alive by her little brother, who's now running around the city somewhere.
Probably eating people. I got, what was Hiroki's like BFF in the show again? Tommy? Had a crush on Yumi?
Huh? Yeah, it was his friend Johnny. I think.
I just imagine Johnny's all like, "Hey, Loki, you're alive, bud! Oh my god, it's in my face!"
You're most definitely right. Come on, if we don't get that medicine, Oz's going to end up infected. Technically, he's already infected.
Apparently, with medicine, you can stop him dying and then becoming a zombie. Anyway, all of us know I love this. I'll be honest, I hate this chapter.
Why are you smiling?
I just couldn't put what the characters were feeling into words. And on top of that, I got strepped.
Strep throat.
Oh, well, this chapter is better than nothing, I guess.
They had strep throat? Well, I guess that's why I read the characters' voices were all, you know, kind of scratchy and wistful.
We didn't know what it was. Not at first, anyways. Just that it was an alien construct drifting in the asteroid field between Mars and Jupiter. My name is Nicholas Lancer. I was chosen to lead a mission of exploration to learn the secrets hidden within the construct. But I had no idea what we would find, or what would happen to us. And now... Now I would give anything, anything at all, if we could just find the way home.
From Eric Busby, the creator of the Section 31 Files, comes an all-new original science fiction adventure. Far Horizons. Coming soon, only from DarkerProjects.com.